From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. China said Friday it was forced to take a necessary counterattack and respond in kind to the United States after Washington placed tariffs on 800 Chinese import products valued at $34 billion. China said it applied retaliatory tariffs on 545 U.S. items, also worth $34 billion, including agricultural products, vehicles, and aquatic products. As Lisa Schlein reports, the World Trade Organization head is cautioning against nations entering into retaliatory trade wars.
The Geneva-based WTO will not comment on specific actions, but the organization's Director General, Roberto Azevedo, has sent out a series of tweets warning nations against giving in to protectionist impulses. His spokesman, Dan Prusin, says Azevedo fears the deterioration in trade relations may be worse than previously anticipated and is likely to have very serious consequences.
Markets are getting jittery. Some prices are rising. With further escalation, the effects would only grow in magnitude, hitting jobs and growth in the countries involved and sending economic shockwaves around the world.
WTO Chief Azevedo is urging all parties to sit down and discuss ways of tackling the issues at the root of the growing trade tensions. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. employers kept up a brisk hiring pace in June by adding 213,000 jobs in a sign of confidence despite the start of a trade war with China. The Labor Department said Friday that the unemployment rate rose to 4% from 3.8%, because more people began looking for work and not all of them found it. The job gain showed that a 9-year-old U.S. economic expansion remains on solid ground. This is VOA News. Thai officials trying to rescue 12 boys and their soccer coach from a flooded cave complex say they are concerned that the weather could thwart their efforts. The provincial governor, Narongsak Osutanagorn, said early Saturday that officials are still trying to figure out the best plan of action.
We try to set a plan that the best plan, if we can bring them out, and the risk is minimum, maybe we try, because we afraid of the weather.
Heavy rains are forecast for the area. Also Friday, a Thai Navy SEAL diver died when he ran out of oxygen in the flooded cave passage. The boys and their coach have been trapped since June 23rd. The death toll from the sinking of a tourist boat off Thailand's Phuket Island rose to at least 33 on Friday. The head of the Phuket Provincial Disaster Prevention and Mitigation Office said the search for the missing had been suspended until Saturday. The boat was carrying 105 people, including 93 tourists, 11 crew, and a tour guide, when it capsized in rough seas late Thursday off Thailand's southern coast. The EU's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, met with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif ahead of talks on Iran's nuclear deal Friday. Diplomats from Iran and five world powers are meeting in Vienna to discuss how to preserve the nuclear deal with Tehran following the withdrawal of the United States. Mogherini said every one of the signatories to the 2015 deal knows it was the best option available.
The participants recognized that in return for the implementation by Iran of its nuclear-related commitments, the lifting of sanctions, including the economic dividends arising from it, constitutes an essential part of the JCPOA.
The deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, is meant to prevent Tehran from developing nuclear weapons. President Donald Trump reneged in May on the deal negotiated by his predecessor, saying it wasn't strong enough and did not cover issues of concern to the U.S. and its allies. Vice President Mike Pence is defending federal immigration authorities charged with detaining and deporting migrants entering the country illegally. Pence said at the agency's headquarters Friday that Democratic politicians who have called for abolishing the agency do not represent the majority of the American people. Pence made his comments as the agency and the Trump administration are scrutinized for separating migrant children from their parents as they cross the U.S.-Mexico border. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.